İnsan
Bir isim.
şu gördün
Bir resim.
Selamun aleyküm ve rahmetullahi ve berekatuh. Elhamdülillah ve salatu ve selamu ala Resulillah ve ala alihi ve sahbihi ve mevala. We are continuing our study of Surah Al-A'raf, and we're going to study section number 11, starting with ayah 85. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa ila madina akhahum shu'ayba. قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم فأوفوا الكيل والميزان ولا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate. And to Madian, their brother Shu'aib, he said, my people, worship Allah. You have no God other than Him. Indeed, a clear proof has come to you from your Lord. Give full measure and weight, and do not diminish people's goods, nor do corruption in the earth after it has been set in order. That is better for you if you are believers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving various examples of prophets and messengers and their people and what happened to them. So here in this surah, you have reference to Nuh alayhi salam. And then after that, we had reference to Hud alayhi salam. And then Salih alayhi salam. And then Lut alayhi salam. And now we have a fifth prophet, who is Shu'aib alayhi salam. Shu'aib alayhi salam is one of the ancient prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His time is very close to the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Lut alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, and it is mentioned in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, chapter number 25, it is mentioned that after the death of Sarah, his wife, he married another woman. And the name of that woman was Keturah. And Keturah had several children, and one of them was Madian. So Madian is the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he lived in an area, and Madian had his children, and the whole tribe emerged. So the place where Madian lived, not too far from Jerusalem, it is closer to actually Tabuk area, now it is in the modern Saudi Arabia. That area is the area of Madian. So Madian is the name of a person, and then after that became the name of a tribe, and then also a name of a place where the tribe lived. So Madian is the place as well. And so Madian people, they were rich, and they also had the business. So they were business people. But they were corrupt. They had a lot of corruption. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that He sent a prophet among them to remind them, to tell them that you should be honest in your business. They were doing shirk as well. That means ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping other beings beside Allah, idol worship probably, and also cheating in business, making fraud in the business, as well as some other problems that they had. They're doing injustice to the people, corruption. These are the things that were there in their society. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent among them Shu'aib alayhi salam as a prophet. Some people think that because they have the story of Musa alayhi salam, it is mentioned that Musa alayhi salam, when he ran from Egypt, and because of the murder of a person, an Egyptian, so he left Egypt and he came to Midian. When he came to the place where there was a well in the area of Midian, so he came to Midian. And there he saw two girls who were holding their flock, their sheep, their camel, holding them and from the water. He came to the well of Midian, and he saw that people, shepherds, bringing their flocks and giving water to their flock, but these two girls were standing holding their flock. So he asked them, why you are not giving water to your flocks? And the girl said, we are waiting until the men finish feeding their animals, and then we'll go. And our father is old man, so he could not come. Abuna Shaykhun Kabir. So Musa alayhi salam said, okay, let me help you. So he helped them and gave water to their flocks. And then after that, because he was running from there, he had no place. So he stayed under the shade of a tree, prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Lord, whatever good you give me, I need that. I'm poor, I have homeless, I'm nothing. So after that, these girls went to home and they told their father about what happened. So father sent one of them, said, go and bring this man. I mean, he did so favor to you, and you didn't ask him who are you and what you need. So go and bring him. So she came and she asked Musa alayhi salam, okay, our father is asking that you come, and he want to give you something in compensation for what you did to us. So Musa alayhi salam goes there and tell them the story. And after that, he said, the father of the girl said, I want you to marry one of my girls. And then they made some agreement and all those things. So Musa alayhi salam got married in the house of an old man from Midian. And some people say that this man was Shu'aib alayhi salam. So that means Musa alayhi salam married the daughter, one of the daughters of Shu'aib alayhi salam. But historically, it doesn't look reasonable. Why? Because Shu'aib alayhi salam is very close to the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And there are centuries between Ibrahim alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam. So it doesn't look like historically that Musa alayhi salam met this Shu'aib alayhi salam and married the daughter of Shu'aib alayhi salam. Look like there's somebody else. Look, another old man from Midian, from the tribe of Midian. It is because he is there in the Midian area, and he found these two girls, and these two girls left him to their father, and all the things that happened after that. So most probably it is another person from the Midian tribe. So wa ila Midian akhahum Shu'aib. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and to Midian, their brother Shu'aib. The Shu'aib was the person of the tribe of Midian. I mentioned that last time that Lut alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention that Akhahum Lut. So Lut was not from the tribe of Sodom and Gomorrah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not use the word Akhahum. But other Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used Akhahum, Akhahum, Wa ila Adin ila Akhahum Hud, Wa ila Samud Akhahum Saliha. And here it's saying Vaila Madhyana Aham forever, but did not say the same thing about Lut. So Madian was someone from the tribe of, Shu'aib was from the tribe of Madian. And he was sent, he was chosen a prophet among these people. And the prophet had a message. Prophet come to teach people and guide people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs him and tells him, give and tell the message. So he came to the people of Madian. And he saw what was happening. So he points out to their main problem, the main sin of the people. And he tells the people, this is your sin. This is your wrong that you are doing. And you correct yourself. First thing is, worship Allah. Don't do shirk. So worship Allah. You have no other God except Him. Only Allah is the God. There is no God except Allah. So emphasizing that point, that worship Allah. And do not worship these idols. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Ma lakum min ilahin ghayr. You have no other God except one God. And clear message is coming to you. I'm giving you the clear message. Qad ja'atkum bayyinatun min rabbikum. A clear proof has come to you from your Lord. The clear proof. Message of Shu'aib alayhi salam. Or maybe there's some miracle that he showed them. Quran does not mention what miracle Shu'aib alayhi salam showed. But it might be possible. Bayyina, clear proof. Lut, Hud alayhi salam had a bayyina. Salih alayhi salam had a bayyina. Other prophets have bayyina. But bayyina, a main bayyina of the prophet is the message. That message that you gave, very clear message has come to you. Bayyinatun min rabbikum, the one of your Lord, a clear message has come. And what is that clear message? There's no God but Allah. Worship Allah. Do not worship anyone else. This is the clear message of the Quran. This is the clear message of all the prophets of Allah. Qad ja'atkum bayyinatun min rabbikum. And the second problem that they had is cheating in the business. Cheating in the business, you've been doing probably all kind of cheating that they were doing. But the main thing in the business is you weigh things, you measure things. So weigh and measure is a business. This is the way the business people do the business. Certain things that you weigh them and certain things you measure them. If you have fabric, something like that, or you have, maybe you have also the, some other material. You weigh how many inches, how many feet, how many yards, whatever they have to scale. So they measure that. So alkyl. Or alkyl could be also, people have certain things, then they put there, such as gallon of milk or gallon of oil or something like that, you put it in the measurement. It's 1 kilo or a gallon or whatever, so they have that. So there's a scale. And there are certain things that you weigh. So put them into the scale and the weigh. And this is the way you sell it. So he said, when you do scale, when you do the measurement, then you have to give full measure. It's not that you buy with full measure and give it with less. So don't cheat in that. And you know, some people, they give you one gallon of something, but actually it's not 1 gallon, it's less than that. Or they put something in at the bottom, so that it becomes like full, but it's not full. So there are different ways of cheating that they were doing that. And the same thing is about though, when you measure things. When they measure, the business people know that, how to cut. They're not giving the full measure. And he says, it's not 1 yard, it is less than that. It's not inches, proper inches, 12 inches per foot. It is not that way, it is less than that. So he's saying that, oh, fulfill our mizan, fulfill. Give the proper measure and proper weight. وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاهُمْ. Don't cheat people. Don't deprive people of their right. Everybody has the right. كُلِّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقَّ. And the Prophet said, every haq, every person has his own right. And give the right of the people. There's a whole surah in the Quran called Surah Al-Mutaffifin. And in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيْلُ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ رَكْتَالُ وَلَنَّاسِ يَسْطَفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ وَوَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. Woe to those who do fraud in the business. When they buy full measure. When they sell, they cut short. They give less to their customers. When they go, they buy everything. And that's how people do it, another thing. When it comes to their own right, they take full right. When it comes to the people's right, they give less. They don't recognize the right. Same thing is also employer. Employer wants that the employee should come on time and do the job properly. But when it comes to paying the wages, don't give the wages on time. Don't give the full wages. Employee may do the same thing. Do the fraud. Doesn't come on time, doesn't do the job, but when it comes to getting the salary, you want full salary. So all of these things are fraud. All of these things cheating. And don't do cheating in the business. So وَلَا تَفْخَسُوا النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. And say وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِسْلَاحِهَا. And do not make corruption in the land after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it. But good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the world, the earth good. Put everything and send his prophet after prophet to remind the people. So don't spoil that. Don't do wrong thing. وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِسْلَاحِهَا. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. So corruption in the land, fraud in the business, this is the facade. This is the facade. This is the way how the society become corrupt. This is the way people lose the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The barakah goes away. So, وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. It is good for you if you are believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Prophet is coming, telling them basic problems. Shirk, corruption in business, and not recognizing the rights of other people. Everybody has the right. And you don't recognize the rights of the people. And this is the way how the corruption comes. And this is the way how the society become bad. And all kind of fighting and all those things happen. The Prophet said that this is the way how the society and the civilizations are destroyed. أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. That is, people who were before you, they were destroyed because of this. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. It is good for you if you are honest. If you believe in one God and you worship one God, that is good for you if you are really, truly believer. They used to say that they are believers, they believe. But in their belief also, they had all kind of corruption. So إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you are truly believers, then it is better for you to follow the teachings of the Prophet. وَلَا تَقْعُدُوا بِكُلِّ صِرَاطٍ تُوَعِدُونَ وَتَصُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِهِ وَتَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا وَاذْكُرُوا إِذْ كُنْتُمْ قَلِيلًا فَكَثَّرَكُمْ وَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ وَإِنْ كَانَ طَائِفَةٌ مِنْكُمْ آمَنُوا بِالَّذِي أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ وَطَائِفَةٌ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا فاصبروا حتى يحكم الله بيننا وهو خير الحاكمين. Do not sit in every pathway, threatening and barring from the path of Allah those who believe in Him, trying to make the way crooked. Remember when you were few and He made you many, and see how was the end of those who were wrong, who were corrupt. And if a group of you believe in that wherewith I have been sent, and a group believe not, then be patient until Allah judge between us, and He is the best of the judges. So second point that you mentioned that you are not only doing corruption, but you are misleading other people as well. The Prophet has come to remind the people, but they were sitting on the ways of the people and threatening them and misleading them and turning them away from the right path. بِكُلِّ صِرَاطٍ تُعِدُونَ وَتَصُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِهِ. This is a similar, very similar thing that was happening in Mecca. At the time when the surah was revealed, the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was preaching in Mecca. And they will go and send people, the Quraysh, they used to go and send people to stop them from listening to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, telling them he is madman. If you listen to him, your family will be divided. And he will bring disaster for you. He'll do this and he will do that, all kind of things. So this is the way how they used to dissuade people. So this is tu'iduna wa tasudduna an sabilillah. You are threatening the people and you are preventing them from the path of Allah, those who want to believe. And you want to everything to be crooked. They were crooks and they wanted everything to become crooked. That means tabghuna sabil Allah awaja. The sirat. Tabghuna awaja. They want to turn away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding them, and the Prophet is reminding them through the message of Allah, wazkuru iskuntum qalilan fakassarakum. And remember, telling the Madian people that you were a small number. And he made you large number. So your cities are bubbling with the activities and you have more people and a big business and all of this is going on. So you are rich, you are prosperous, and Allah has given you that. You had nothing and he made it plenty for you. So waskuru iskuntum qaleelan. You were a small number, you were a small business, a small money, but he gave you more. Kassarakum. Multiply. But at the same time, remember, so on the one hand, he's telling them Allah's blessing, but at the same time, warning them about the corruption and the consequences of the corruption. They said, and remember what happened to those who do corruption in the land. That means he's referring them to Lut alayhi salam's people, referring them to Hud alayhi salam's people, Salih alayhi salam's people, Nuh alayhi salam's people, all of this. Fanzuru kayfa kana aqibatu al-mufsidin. And watch and see. Study. Find out. Know what happened to those who made corruption. And if some people believe and some don't believe, then those who believe, they have to be patient. Don't lose your patience because there is opposition. There are people who speak against you. There are people who do things against you. وَإِنْ كَانَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ آمَنُوا وَالْبِالَّذِي أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ وَطَائِفَةٌ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا. If there is a group of people among you who believe in that which I am sent with, that's in the message of Allah, and another group does not believe, then tasbiru, be patient. I mean, our job is to follow the right path. Our job is to remind the people to follow the right path. And if people don't follow the right path, what can you do? You cannot force. You only have to convey the message. And then at the same time, if they threaten you, then be patient until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring his judgment. Tasbiru hatta yahkum Allahu baynana wa huwa khairul hakimin. Until Allah makes judgment among us. Whatever decision of Allah come after that, when the thing go beyond the limits, of course Allah brings his judgment. And the judgment is going to come. Either in some kind of a conflict will happen and in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives success to the believers, or maybe some punishment may come from heaven. So hatta yahkum Allahu baynana. Until Allah make decision between us. Wa huwa khairul hakimin. So we have to wait, especially when Prophet is there, we will have to wait until the decision comes. Then the Prophet guide them and tell them what is supposed to be done. حتى يحكم الله بيننا وهو خير الحاكمين. And Allah is the best of the judges. Allah is the best of those who make the decision. The decision of Allah is the just decision, and it will come on its time. But Allah is judge, and as well as Allah is Hakim, Hakim and Alim, who knows everything and who is wise, very wise. By wisdom, things are going to happen. قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه لنخرجنك يا شعيب والذين آمنوا معك من قريتنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا قال أولو كنا كارهين قد افترينا على الله كذبا إن عدنا في ملتكم بعد إذ نجانا الله منها وما يكون لنا أن نعود فيها إلا أن يشاء الله ربنا وسع ربنا كل شيء علما على الله توكلنا ربنا افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين. So the leaders of his people who were arrogant said, O Shu'aib, we shall surely expel you and those who believe with you from our town, unless you return to our way. He said, what? Even though we detested, we would be inventing a lie against Allah if we were to return to your way after Allah has saved us from it. It is not for us to return to it unless Allah, our Lord, should will. Our Lord encompasses all things in his knowledge. In Allah, we put our trust. Our Lord decide between us and our people. In truth, you are the best of those who decide. So people, the leaders, Al-Mala, as you mentioned that here, you have every prophet is facing the basic opposition from the leaders, the people of authority, the people of who have influence in the society. So these influential people, leaders, the people who have position. So there's ruler, and then around the ruler, there are his assistant, people of his cabinet, people of his council. So these are alladhina al-mala alladhina istakbaru, and because they have the position of authority, they become very arrogant. Istikbar. Istikbar is the arrogance, haughtiness, not listening to the truth, but thinking we are big, we are powerful, we have wealth, and so we are successful. Why should somebody tell us what to do? We do whatever you want. So these mustakbirin, these leaders, these people of authority, they said to the believers, Alladhina istakbaru min qawmi, from the qawm, from the people of Shu'aib alayhi salam, those who are mustakbirin, those who are mighty and powerful, what did they say? They said to Shu'aib alayhi salam, لَنُخْرِجَنَّكَ يَا Shu'aib. Shu'aib, if you don't stop, we'll expel you from here. لَنُخْرِجَنَّكَ مِنْ قَرْيَتِنَا. And then وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَكْ. Those who also believe with you, we shall expel you. We'll kick you out from here. We'll give you exit. Get out from here. لَنَخْرِجَنَّكَ يَا شُعَيْبُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَكَ مِنْ قَرْيَتِنَا. From our town, from our place. So we don't want you to be here and keep on all this, whatever you are talking about. You are challenging us, challenging our authority, challenging our way of life. And you don't want us to make money the way we are making money? No. Cannot tolerate that. لَنُخْرِجَنَّكَ. It's very strong. A big threat for them. And the third is, you will not be in this home that you are living. You will be deprived of everything that you have. So لَخْرَجَنَّكَ يَا شُعَيْبُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَكَ. So you will be kicked out and your followers will be kicked out. أَوْ لَتَعُودُنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا. Unless you change your views, unless you change your way of life, you come to our millah. Millah is the way of life. People of certain way of life are a millah. So you have milal. In the world, they have milal, various people of various groups. So you come to our milal. I mean, Muslims are a milal, and other people are a milal. So people have different millahs. So this is, ta'udunna fi millatina, and our millah, our community, our way of life. Unless you come back to us, to our way of life, you have no right to live here in our city. And they said, what? There is no freedom of belief? I mean, we are not forcing you, but we are believing whatever we believe. So they said, the believers said, Shu'aib alayhi salam and his followers said, Awalu kunna karihin. Even if we don't agree, you want us to follow you? In spite of ourselves, no freedom for us? You have all the freedom and we don't have any freedom? Awalu kunna karihin. And then they said, Iftarayna ala Allahi kadiban, in udna fi millatikum ba'da idna jana Allahu minha. We will be telling, attributing a lie to Allah if you go back to the same way of life as you are. I mean, they were following that way, but Allah guided them. So he said, we'll be inventing a lie against Allah if you are to return to your way. That means today we are saying that is your way is wrong and there is only one God, shirk is wrong, cheating and dishonesty is wrong, but you want us to go back to that? So that means, what were you saying yesterday? You were saying yesterday that this is wrong, today you are doing the same thing? That's, we'll be inventing a lie. We'll be liars. Yesterday we said shirk is wrong, today we follow that. Yesterday we said cheating was wrong, and then we'll become involved in the cheating ourselves. So this will be default, this will be hypocrisy, this will be lie. قَدْ افْتَرَيْنَا عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا إِنْ عُدْنَا بِمِلَّتِكُمْ بَعْدِ إِذْ نَجَّانَ اللَّهُ مِنْهَا. Allah saved us from that way. That corrupt way, that wrong way, Allah saved us from that. So we shall not return to that way, absolutely not. وَمَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَعُودَ فِيهَا. So they told them very clearly, you are warning us, you are telling us that we'll kick you out, we'll deprive you of all your position, you are saying all that, we are not going to budge, we are not going to give up. This is the right way, this is the way of Allah. Otherwise, we'll become liars. مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَعُودَ فِيهَا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. But then at the same time, they said, whatever is the will of Allah. That means they are not arrogant. They are not saying, we are going to do that. No, we cannot do that unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support us. So we need the support of Allah. And that's the way of the believers. Believers are very humble. They don't say, we will do that. They say, no, we will not do that unless Allah has will. Inshallah. They do that, inshallah. Illa inshallah. That means inshallah. Inshallah, we shall not go back from this path of truth. Inshallah, we'll follow the way of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, here is not said in the sense of that there is a choice, do or not do, but it is here said in terms of trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say, illa inshallah. So whatever we say inshallah. If I'm saying I'm going to pray, but it's inshallah, I live. If I'm healthy, possible for me, I'll do that. So here in the same sense, they are saying that. It's not that there is a choice for us to go this way or that way. No, no, to follow the way of Allah, by the will of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسِعَ رَبُّنَا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمٍ. Our Lord knows everything. Because عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. We have our trust in Allah. Our Lord knows what we are doing, what you are doing, in what situation we are, in what situation you are. We have trust in Allah. So that is the faith of the believer. That is the confidence of the believer, resilience of the believer, reliance of the believer. The عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا رَبَّنَا افْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ قَوْمِنَا بِالْحَقِّ. And then they said, our Lord, make your decision. Your decision between us and between our people. Iftah, literally the word iftah means open. Open the way between us and our people. But actually, iftah also means decision. Allah Faisal, Allah SWT mentioned before that. That is the وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. So, احكم بَيْنَا. Oh Allah, make a judgment between us. Abdullah ibn Abbas said that he read this ayah, رَبُّنَا افْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَا قَوْمِنَا بِالْحَقِّ. But he said that I was traveling and a Bedouin woman, she is the one who taught me the meaning of iftah. What happened? He said she had a quarrel with her husband and then she said, Allahumma aftah baini wa bainak. Allahumma aftah baini wa bainak. Oh Allah, make open between me and him. Ah, Allah, make a decision between me and him. That is the meaning of رَبَّنَا اَفْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ قَوْمِنَا بِالْحَقِّ. That is, oh Allah, decide between us and between our people. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْفَاتِحِينَ. You are the best deciders. You are the best one who make the decision. So the prophets turn to Allah, and the followers of the prophet turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they answer to those people who are threatening them, challenging them, they answer their challenge. No, that this is our way. Our way is that we trust in Allah, we rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we believe that Allah is the one who will make the final decision. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ لَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتُمْ شُعَيْبًا إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا لَخَاسِرُونَ. وقال الذين كفروا من قومه لئن اتبعتم شعيبا انكم اذا لخاسرون. فاخذتهم الرجفه فاصبحوا بدارهم جاثمين. الذين كذبوا شعيبا كان لم يغنوا فيها. الذين كذبوا شعيبا كانوا هم الخاسرين. وتولى عنهم وقال يا قوم لقد ابلغتكم رسالات ربي ونصحت لكم. وَكَيْفَ آسَىٰ عَلَىٰهُ وَمِنْ كَافِرِينَ. The disbelieving leaders among his people said, if you follow Shu'aib, you will be indeed losers. So the earthquake seized them, and the morning found them lying dead in their abode. Those who denied Shu'aib, it was as though they had never dwelt there. Those who denied Shu'aib, they themselves were the losers. So he turned away from them and said, oh my people, I indeed delivered to you my Lord's message and gave you sincere advice. Ah, how should I grieve for the disbelieving people? So the mala, the powerful people, the authorities, they said to the people, the believers, if you follow Shu'aib, you will lose. Before that, they threatened them, I'll kick you out from the city. You will not be able to live in your homes. So you will be kicked out, your homes, your business, everything. And then they said that, لَيْنِ اتَّبَعَتُمْ شُعَيْبًا. Shu'aib alayhi salam, give them in detail, they told them, what is the message? What is the purpose? All of these things. Shu'aib alayhi salam is known as Khatib al-Anbiya, is a great speaker. So his speeches were very powerful speeches. And through these speeches, he was persuading them and telling them that follow the right path. But they did not listen to him. Rather, they threatened him and his followers. And they said to them, if you follow Shu'aib, you will be loser. So don't listen to him, listen to us. So what happened? أَخَذَتُمُ الرَّجْفَ. Allah, the adab came. And that is the shaking. And they were shaken. أَخَذَتُمُ الرَّجْفَ. Wherever they were, everything was shaken up. And so they were lying prostrate in their homes. فَأَصْبَحُ بِذَارِهِمْ جَاسِمِينَ. So they were lying dead in their abodes. They could not stand. It was such a shaking that they could not stand. So these people all flat on the ground. Asbahu fi darihim jathimin, in their home, in their dwelling, they were lying. Alladhina kazzabu shu'ayban ka'allam yaqna fiha. Allah SWT said, those who denied Shu'ayb as if they were not here, as if they never prospered in this area. Kallam yaghnam fiha. They never moved in that land. Those who were powerful people, the powerful, the authority, those who said that we have all the thing in our hand. The decisions are in our hand. Hal and aqd. We are the one who die and we are the one who open. Everything in our hand. What happened? They were lying flat, as if they did not survive, as if they did not enjoy this land, as if they had no power, nothing. كَأَلَّمْ يَغْنَوْا فِيهِ أَلَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا شُعَيْبًا كَانُوا هُمُ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Those who denied Shu'ayb, they were the ones who were the losers. Remember that. It was said in ayah number 90. They said, إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا لَخَاسِرُونَ. You will be losers. Allah said here, أَلَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا شُعَيْبًا كَانُوا هُمُ الْخَاسِرِينَ. So not the Shu'ayb and his followers, they were saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who denied Shu'ayb alayhi salam, and those who were threatening his people, they become the losers. And so Shu'ayb alayhi salam, prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loved his people. He was sad. And fatawalla anhum, he turned away from them. And what did he say? لَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّي. My people, I convey to you the messages of my Lord. So in his sorry to see their plight, their situation, he was not happy with that. He was rather sad to see that. And he said, I convey to you the message. And I advise you, my sincere advice to you. So now, what can I say? كَيْفَ أَسَى أَلَّا قَوْمٍ. How should I grieve on those who denied, who rejected the message? So that shows the grief of Shu'ayb alayhi salam. Shu'ayb alayhi salam warned them, reminded them, told them that what is the right thing and how they should live, but they did not listen. So Allah SWT is reminding us about that story and saying the prophets come to remind you. Prophets are Munzirin wa Mubashirin. Prophets warn and prophets give the good news. Good news for those who follow and warning for those who do not follow. Warning is not a threat. Sometimes it could be a threat, but generally warning is telling the people what are the consequences of your action. So don't do that. If somebody says to you that if you keep on smoking, it may cause cancer. He is not threatening you. He is simply warning you. The doctor warns and tells them, don't do that. If you don't do that, so it's warning. The prophets come to warn the people. So he was telling them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you so many blessings, all of these things. And then he also telling them, if you deny the blessings of Allah, then the consequences might be difficult. The munzir is the person who warns about the consequences of action. And that's what the prophet's function. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path and keep us doing things that are good and not doing things that are evil and bad. Barakallahu. Okay, we have a few minutes, inshallah, take questions. Further.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi. If anybody from the floor?
Yes, somebody is asking. So after that,
Bismillah.
You mentioned about the Shu'ayb alayhi salam that the story was that Musa alayhi salam that came for that. But actually, the story is not true for that because he had a daughter. That somebody else told it. Actually, it's not correct.
Yeah, that's what I said. But asking about Musa alayhi salam and Shu'ayb alayhi salam. That did Musa alayhi salam meet Shu'ayb alayhi salam? I said that the problem is Musa alayhi salam is in about 14th century BC, 14th century before Christ. And Ibrahim alayhi salam is about 20 centuries before Christ. So the difference between Musa alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam of about 500, 600 years. And as I said, Shu'aib alayhi salam is from Madian. And Shu'aib alayhi salam, Madian is in the tribe of Ibrahim alayhi salam, but Shu'aib alayhi salam after that in that tribe. He was closer to the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So because of that, question comes that is there, that is, it might be another person from Madian who we met. And in the Bible, the name is given is Jethro. Jethro is the person whom Musa alayhi salam met and married one of his daughters. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes.
So it looks like Shu'aib and the believers stayed in Maidan and because the city must have been continued to prosper if it was in fact around for another 500-600 years until Prophet Musa went there, which is kind of unusual because most other places were abandoned after they've been destroyed.
Musa al-Islam is in a different place. Musa al-Islam is born in Egypt, and then after that he goes to Madian.
So it was around for another 500-600
years. That means
years.
The whole city was not destroyed, some areas destroyed. And the people survived and they remained. So those who were arrogant people or those who denied, they're the ones who were destroyed. Yes, Brother Kalim.
Yeah, Dr. Saab, I had the opportunity to go to Masjid al-Shuhayb and the memorial or the grave of Shu'aib al-Islam in Jordan. Close to Amman or towards the Amman area. And the guide, the imam there who was briefing us, he was trying to tie Musa al-Islam married the daughter of Shu'aib. But on the other hand, you mentioned that not necessarily true because that could be the other.
Possible.
Yeah, he did mention that that like five prophets connected to in that area, Arab prophets, Ismail alayhi salam, Shu'aib alayhi salam, Lut, and Musa. I think he was mentioning some names. Is that something related?
Hud alayhi salam and Salih alayhi salam.
Right, Salih alayhi salam.
Then Shu'aib alayhi salam. And then, of course, Prophet Muhammad.
Right. Yeah. So now my question is, he is bringing very, very important financial corruption. I mean, today's world have a very unique way of corruption. I mean, especially in the poor country and underdeveloped country, you know, it is destroying the countries because of the corruption. Mm-hmm. And Allah's warning is so clear and the consequences, what happened to the corruption. And also, I think, He also condemned the highway robberies. I think he also talked about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it is very interesting, a very long explanation of Shu'aib al-Islam message in a very, very well documented Quranic verses. So I hope and pray that Muslim world take a lesson out of this and improve our financial behavior in public life. And now my question is, one of the youth asked me, Allah said in the Jannah, you will get whatever you want. So can I upgrade the level of Jannah as my wish? So I said, I will ask Dr. Siddiqui on that, inshallah.
We wish, but of course it happens whatever Allah wants.
Right.
We can ask Allah to give me highest place in Jannah. There's nothing wrong making dua. And also at the same time, action should be according to our dua. When we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be high place in Jannah, we should be high place in our action, in our behavior. So we do the right things in the best way possible.
No, the question was if Allah.
That's why it is said, "Laysa ad-deenu bit-tamanni, walakin ma waqara fil qalbi wa saddaqahu al-amal." Deen is not that you have wishful thinking. Deen is not just you make tamanna, but it is what that you believe strongly and act accordingly. So that should be done. And then the other point about your thing that people should be honest and live that way. I mean, this will ensure their success in this life and the life to come. But maybe for some time people will be successful, but eventually cheating and deceiving will bring the disaster upon the people, upon the nation, upon the civilization. So it is very important people should be aware of this. These stories are not told for entertainment or for just passing of the time. These stories are important lessons that you should learn. And when the prophets told the people that you should be honest in your business, I mean, they said that's Shu'aib alayhi salam. I mean, you keep praying, but why are you getting involved in our business? How we should do business? We know how to do business. As-salatuka ta'mur. Your salat is telling you that we should not do whatever we want in our financial matters. No, so salat has everything to do with how you should do your business, how you should govern your life. Salat is related to life. And it is not just you have rituals and then after that, the worldly life. So religion is to teach you morality and the right behavior. And if people go away from the morality and the right behavior, then they suffer and they bring suffering upon their people.
Thank you.
Audio settings.
Anyone else? I have to take one more question. Barakallahu fikum. May Allah bless you. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana waghfir 'anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'a Allah. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khairi khalqihi Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Thank you.